With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Commander-in-Chief declares war on diversity, equity, and inclusion in the military, and he's ordering a review of transgenderism in the armed forces.
President Trump signed an executive order revising Pentagon policy on transgender troops. In the order, the president claims service by transgender troops conflicts with a soldier's commitment to an honorable, truthful, and disciplined lifestyle, even in one's personal life. The president signed other orders to roll back military diversity programs. He calls Inauguration Day a turning point in American history.
We're ushering in the most exhilarating era of reform and renewal in the 250-year history of our country.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
When it comes to those parts of his agenda that require congressional approval, the president tells Republican lawmakers it's not so much how you do it, just get it done.
Whether it's one bill, two bills, I don't care. Let these guys, they're going to work it out. They're going to work it out one way or the other. But the bottom line, the end result is going to be the same.
That end result, he says, will be great for America. Also at SRNNews.com, the White House is pausing federal grants and loans as the Trump administration begins an across-the-board review of federal spending, Social Security and Medicare exempt from the spending freeze. Waiting for skyrocketing egg prices to come down? Well, don't hold your breath. Prices have more than doubled since the summer of 2023, and millions of chickens are still being slaughtered every month because of the bird flu. Boeing posted a fourth-quarter loss, $3.8 billion. A machinist strike and other problems continuing to plague the troubled aircraft manufacturer. And it was $2.96 billion in red ink for General Motors in the final 3 months of last year. On Wall Street, Dow features down 13 points and NASDAQ features 93 points higher. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court takes up another religious freedom case.
The justices have announced they will consider whether the state of Oklahoma can approve the establishment of what would be the nation's first religious charter school, paid for by taxpayers. Oklahoma's highest court has declared the plan unconstitutional under the so-called separation of church and state. The St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School receives state funding will be administered by the Catholic Church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Harvard University will adopt the working definition of anti-Semitism established by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. It's all part of a settlement the school worked out with Jewish students who say they were abused on campus. The IHRA definition is favored by many Jewish community leaders and politicians because its broad language can be applied to most anti-Israel rhetoric as well. There's been a sharp increase in anti-Semitism all around the world since the Israel-Hamas war broke out. SRN News. The Senate confirms Scott Bessent as President Trump's Treasury Secretary.
Scott Bessent on Monday secured confirmation to lead the Department of the Treasury, putting President Trump's top economic nominee in place ahead of a big GOP push to enact Trump's ambitious economic agenda. Senators voted 68-29 on Bessent's nomination. The chamber had to tee up the final vote during a rare Saturday session that top Republicans held as part of their weeks-long process of confirming Trump's cabinet choices. The Senate will now turn its attention to greenlight former Representative Sean Duffy to become Secretary of Transportation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Three people are dead, two police officers wounded, a shooting in a grocery store in Elkhart, Indiana. Police say the gunman is among the dead, killed in a shootout with officers. The officers were taken to hospitals with gunshot wounds. One has since been released, and police say the other officer is listed in the hospital in stable condition. More details, SRNNews.com.